Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Welcome to this very somber episode 70. Don't start with
no,
me.
I'm not.
Of Trusty Hogs. Yeah. Now listen, if you've never listened to Trusty Hogs before,
oh my God,
then I'm not sure this episode will make any sense. What I'd say you should do is maybe go listen to the nice episode 69 with Ashton B. I mean, if you stayed with us, then I should explain why Helen's pretending to cry. I'm Catherine Bohart. This is Helen Bauer. Usually we talk about our wonderful lives, but Helen has forced us all
We're
to wear...
We're comedians!
Helen has forced us all to wear black and to go into mourning for the death of her sister's hamster, now deceased, Pancake.
My niece.
Your hamster niece?
My first niece.
Oh my God, she's not your niece.
She was.
She's not.
She was.
She's not.
Fog. Step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Hey,
At 3 p.m.
I'm so sorry for the loss of your hamster niece.
At 3 p.m. on Friday, January 27th.
Oh my God.
Pancake left us for a better world. She trundled off in a very tight ball where she froze and never moved again. We knew she was feeling ill
the
day
before. Is this a written statement or are you monologue improving?
We knew she was feeling ill the day before. When she was given her afternoon boiled egg. And she didn't finish it. Pancake was the best of us. She's in a better place. Amen.
Oh, amen.
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 Do you have any idea how traumatizing that 24 hours were?
No, I cannot. Okay, so I think we need to get into it because whilst you lost a niece, obviously... A mother lost her hamster.
Em was upset. Andrew was upset. I don't know why you're sort of giggling.
No,
I think it's because you're nervous.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Why are you smiling, you psycho? And also, you're not wearing black. That's navy
I'm
and white.
Black
you're wearing
and
nautical
white.
Stripe.
It's black and
which
white.
Which is Max. If you knew Pancake, she didn't sail.
It's black and white.
It's not black and white.
It's
that's
black.
Blue and white.
It's
that's blue and white.
White. It's black for my mourning and white for the peace I hope she's found.
That is pathetic.
Come on.
That is so manipulative.
So is mourning a freaking... Listen, hey, I'm real sorry to hear that you lost your hamster niece. The more important issue, I'm sorry to say it, I'm sorry, I do think this is worse for Marianne, your sister who lost her actual hamster.
She lost her baby.
Yeah. How is she doing?
Oh my God.
Is she milking it?
Holy shit. Including the 24 hours leading up to Pancake's death, every single one in my family received separate messages saying, Pancake's not moving. Like, but so we'd all panic.
Set the scene, Marianne.
So we would all panic and call, and we'd be like, "Is she breathing?" She's like, "I can't show her." To the point where we're like, "Oh my god, there's a dead rodent! There's a dead rodent!" I was in High Wycombe.
Why couldn't she show her? She was protecting her privacy, her dignity.
I have no idea. There was no dignity towards the end. It's just a hamster dying next to a nibbled boiled egg. Like, it's not good.
Hamsters shit themselves like humans when they die.
Pancake didn't shit herself when she died. She had no egg in her.
Okay, cool.
What sort of a thing is that to ask?
Sorry, I was just wondering.
It feels mad that you'd like, look, Marianne played the whole family against each other over like separate messages, getting attention from all, like, is it four? Yeah, four different sources. Right. Dad, mum, brother, me. And then finally, my dad stepped up and put it in the family WhatsApp group. In fact, I'm just going to read it to you because it is actually very, very sweet. And he sort of brought it to the group.
Right.
And it was time, to be honest, with, let me just scroll up through all the messages about the death. Okay, Thursday evening. Has Pancake eaten some of the egg? Mum. She hasn't, but Marianne is looking after her well. The next morning. Ted, how is Pancake now? Mum. Poor little Pancake. Marianne is looking after her well. I respond, what? I hope what Pancake had a good night. Marianne, Pancake not moving. Oh, little Pancake, just watch over her as you are doing. Is she still breathing? How about parsley and mealworm cookies? That's my dad. Oh, my darling.
So cute.
Right, Pancake then dies. Pancake dead is the message. My mum, oh my darling, how are you feeling? You were the best friend for her. Your film looks beautiful. She also sent us a 3-minute film that she edited, I'm assuming, in the
how
10 minutes.
How did you do that so fast, by the way? That was unbelievable.
To the point where I'm like, you made the eulogy tape.
Like, it was you, wild.
She pre-made.
It was like Pancake had made it herself and we was like, play this in the event of my death.
Because
like,
what's happening real time with these messages, I'm in my family WhatsApp group and I'm forwarding the death montage to Andrew M. and Catherine.
Obviously.
So they can watch it as well. And then everyone...
It was so long. I did not make it to the end.
Did you not? It was only over 3 minutes. Like, just over 3 minutes.
I did not make it to the end. A bit like Pancake. I also...
Oh, my God. You fucking... You're a bitch. Okay. My dad, Pancake, seemingly had a nice, peaceful end. She was very lucky that you chose her at that Farnborough pet shop and gave her a lovely life.
Oh, stop it. This is
and then
too
me,
sweet.
The most practical one of the family, I called Marianne. I can pop over in the morning. Mum, that's lovely. And then my dad and mum and brother start making suggestions of taxidermy.
Did you not consider taxidermy?
She died in like a rigid ball like
okay,
this.
Yeah,
there's
yeah, yeah.
No way a taxidermist is going to be able to prize her open.
Have you asked one? I think they probably could.
Look, I needed this thing in the ground.
Okay. Well, you know how I love taxidermy. I would have supported it.
Don't love you taxidermy.
Buried,
you just lost
a gold mine. You buried a gold mine. That shit could have got you like £200.
But she just kept saying, "I want to keep her. I want to keep."
Is what I'm saying.
I think anyone else would have done the same thing as me and just like gone round with the shovel and been like, "Right, we're on this. We're doing it." So me and my dad buried her.
I'd have put it in the bin, but all right.
That's heartless. At least I have a heart.
Okay, so you buried it in the garden?
And
in
like
a biscuit
Marianne
tin?
Had it in a tissue box surrounded by tissues. And then I brought a tin that said, all you need is biscuits.
But she was a pancake.
Anyone doesn't know was morbidly obese.
Oh, okay. Are you crying? Are you pretending?
It's really hard to find a tin about Pancake's very last minute.
It's going
to
be Pancake Tuesday soon. Do you think that will trigger Marianne?
It's a Memorial Day now.
But to circle back, you have yet to actually tell us how. You've told us a lot about your involvement, but how is Marianne remains my question.
She's currently sending messages very frequently worrying that Pancake's cold outside.
Oh,
underground.
Stop it.
Pancake is cold. That's
stop
the main
it.
Message.
That's so creepy.
It's really creepy. Really creepy. Also makes me think that she thinks she's still alive. Like, Pancake must be so cold.
Oh, God.
She's also made a shrine in her room, which includes the snacks that Pancake didn't finish, including, like, which I wasn't aware of. Like, I knew that she had chocolate, but, like, a half-eaten tub of chocolate chips. to the point where, like, we've got the murder weapon.
Can we circle back chocolate chips for hamsters?
No.
Oh, for
Chocolate chippies. Chocolate chippies,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would put it in chocolate porridge.
I was about to be like, should we get her a new hamster? But it sounds like she's... shouldn't be given another hamster.
I think another hamster would be the best thing possible for the morning of the hamster, but she's not ready yet.
She
wants a wombat, and I just think that's
what?
That's tricky, isn't it? That's what I said. They're big, aren't they? And aren't they just in Australia?
I was going to say, are they local? Like, can we even... I don't think she should get such a big...
Oh, it's because I forgot to tell you. I'm going to Australia.
What?
Oh my God, there's so much I haven't told you. I've been very busy with the death of Pancake.
Are you doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
No. I'm going to like Sydney and Perth.
Why? When?
I don't know.
What? For what?
May.
For what?
Comedy. But I mentioned to Marianne that I might be going to Australia and then she wants
can
a
I
wombat.
Come?
You can come. I thought you didn't want to go this year.
But to Sydney I'd go.
Oh, well then come to Sydney. You can stay with my cousin Hannah.
I'll text Hannah Chambers. What? They're not giving you accommodation?
No, they are giving me accommodation, I think. But you can stay with my cousin Hannah.
I'll text Hannah Chambers.
You're not getting accommodation.
Well, oh, well, I can
you're
ask.
Not booked.
I can, well, I'd like to be. That's what I'm saying. Hey, whoever you are, book me. How long are you going for?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to figure that out.
Why are you telling me this on air? This is really bad listening.
Yeah. Because Pancake died! And I'm all of a mess.
Okay, listen, at the break, you can tell us more details.
And she hates the snails, so that wasn't the comfort we thought it would be.
Okay.
Here's the other thing. The death happened on, like, a Friday afternoon. I was at my agent's office when it happened. Luckily, they're all adults, they're very respectful, and they gave me a room to make a phone call.
Is that when you asked if you could go to Australia? Australia, Marianne was like, Pancake died. You're like, I'm going to need to be on a different continent for this.
But then I had to go to High Wycombe for a gig. But, like, I had a bit of time, so I went to Primark and bought Marianne some pyjamas with Stitch on them from Lilo and Stitch, because she love Stitch.
Cute.
And I thought when I went over to bury Pancake that could be a distraction. She couldn't have given less of a fuck about the PJs.
Wow.
Like, that's how serious the, like...
To be fair, I've given you gifts, watched you open them and then immediately throw them and the paper on the ground.
Well,
and being like,
what it is,
yeah, or yeah. If you're like, what else? So, yeah. You know.
Oh, have you got me something?
No.
Also, I've got a leaky eye. Ouchie.
What, another one?
Yeah. Not a sty, a leaky eye.
What's the difference?
I also hate skiing and I think it's the devil's work.
Oh my God, you went skiing. Okay, hang on. Okay,
there's
sorry.
So, right. This
there's
has
so
been,
much to unpack.
This is why we're going for a facial tomorrow so we can properly catch up.
We won't be in the same room. We're talking. My thing is, here's...
No, I booked it.
Same morning. Get a couple's facial.
Couple's facial, yeah. No, where we face each other like
this.
No. But we're naked for no reason.
A couple's face off. Okay, hell. So okay. Just to rewind, sorry. So Pancake's dead, RIP.
Can you
just say that a beautiful, very thoughtful listener sent 4 tickets for the zoo for us to take Marianne to the zoo, which is so sweet and kind. I genuinely think that's so...
I don't know how to
Matt.
Say.
Thank you, Matt.
That was
Matt.
Thank you, Matt. What an unbelievably kind...
So Matt messaged Andrew saying, seen Pancake's dead. I know Helen's sister loves the zoo. Here are some complimentary tickets.
Yeah, pretty much.
So kind. So we're going to go to the zoo and cheer Marianne up.
I think all 4 of us are going to go with Marianne.
Yeah.
And I think do our best to cheer her up.
Yeah. Now,
and we got we also got Jasmine sent us some portraits of Pancake that she made. Marianne.
Oh my God. Listened to this podcast before, this might not make much sense.
Is Jasmine's like Instagram handle like snazzy? I think she sent me one as well. So sweet.
Again, it feels like you've forgotten what's good on a podcast and what listen.
Yes.
To circle back, you, separate to this, have been skiing. Now, Helen, I had some, I would say, skepticism about the likelihood you would enjoy skiing.
The sport for the devil.
Because you've never skied.
No.
And because...
It's not my terrain.
I've never known you to enjoy a sport, or the cold, or falling down, or anything where everybody else goes off to do an activity all day and you don't get to be involved / the centre of attention. So how'd you find it, babe?
It's fucked up.
Why?
It's genuine. Have you ever been to a ski ride?
I'm Irish. I'm not rich.
It's the most messed up thing of all time. Me and Francis couldn't even walk out of our chalet into the town without being on the floor.
Okay, can I tell you?
Like, I physically couldn't
walk. Can I tell you the backdrop for me?
Go on.
One, expect you to hate it. I'm horrified you had such a bad time. But secondly, I'm currently dating...
Your facial expressions are not matching up with what you're saying.
Yeah, it's Botox, babe. Now, can we follow?
No, it's the eyes as well.
Okay.
Like, you're thriving off
me. No, it's because I'm trying to tell you that I have a background conversation going on for me in my brain, which is that I've recently started to date what it turns out is... a relatively posh English woman.
Correct.
By that I mean her family ski.
Oh, no.
By which I mean she says things like, would you ever want to ski? And I say, no. And then it turns out Georgie, my best friend Georgie,
wants to ski.
Secret fucking skier. So then,
what? You behind your back?
Oh my God. So I bring Ellen to Georgie's birthday. All of her lovely friends are there. They're all lawyers. They're all very lovely. They all ski, right? I assume. And there's like, obviously, Ellen's the like mulleted lesbian in the room. I'm like, how do I find some common ground here? I'm like, Ellen went to Cambridge. And then they're all like, and suddenly they're talking about where they ski, how they ski, when they ski or whatever. And I'm like, what the literal fuck? Georgie skied since she was a kid, apparently. That's a secret she kept from me.
That fucking snake.
Well, apparently she's told me. But like, what the fuck? Why? I obviously blanked that out because I wanted to be friends. And so now the two of them are like, we should go ski. And I'm like, why would I do
that? Yeah, what happens to you?
Yeah, exactly. So my question is, I need...
There's no joy in it. I'm honestly... There's no point.
Can read your book and do après-ski.
Yes. Oh, I am so sick of this. I am so sick of this après-ski bullshit.
Yeah, talk
to me.
Do you
know what après-ski is?
What?
Drinking somewhere is hard to walk. that's all it is. It's fucking bullshit. It's a pub higher up where everyone comes in and puts snow everywhere and you can't even leave it without feeling stressed you're going to fall down a mountain.
That sounds so bad.
It's fucking stupid. It's so stupid. And everyone that does it, I hate them.
I know. And I hate them too.
And like everyone
who... was there and who was tea? No, don't cry. I believe you. They're... Posh people are terrible.
And okay. Even the ones that were like, oh, I don't really ski. I was like, oh, I don't ski either. Swoop, 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 swoop. Oh, hi, Helen, hi. Fuck yourselves. Like,
wait a second. That was, if you didn't, the swoop, swoop was matched, was married with an image of Helen ski was doing ski arms.
And also, ski folk, no sense of humour. Me and Frances wanted to ride the ski swing.
Yeah.
Or they called it like a chairlift or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, not without skis. And I was like, I'm not putting those fucking like slip trick guards on my feet. And they were like, well, you can't go on the swing.
Why?
So I had to go inside of a cable car. I've done that before.
Why can't you go on the ski?
I don't know, because they thought maybe I was going to fall off it. Even though I saw loads of skiers fall off it.
That's so fucking
stupid. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Ellen said to me, this was her like, you'll be fine.
No.
She said, don't worry. Your feet naturally turn in. You've got a natural plow.
How is that something you say
Isn't
to someone?
Isn't that one of the rudest things you've ever been like? She was like, don't worry. You're already like a little duck. You'll be fine on the slopes. I'm like, posh people are the worst.
Okay, well, they're Ellen's being a fucking cunt.
And she's being a real bitch. When she gets into her ski mode, she's a real bitch.
But all of them become bitches. All of them. The whole
Please
town.
Please take me to your nice warm posh holidays.
The whole town would just full of assholes. And the thing is, I loved the people I was with, but it was like they were different people for half the day.
Wait, so who was the surprise excellent skier of the group? Presumably Stephen Bailey doesn't ski.
Oh, he tried it one day. Hated it.
Yeah, that fits, right?
But Stephen didn't, everyone else skied apart from Stephen.
Okay, so like they've skied before.
Yeah, but Ivor Maisie, Graham, but Maisie Adam. Yeah, you'd think that
Secret
would mean
skier.
That she skied over Christmas with her family.
Fuck off.
I think she's probably the best skier in the group.
Of course she fucking is. She's so good at every sport. She's
amazing!
But she's so tall, you'd think she'd fall
and
down.
And she brought with her this amazing girl called Jo, who was also incredible at skiing. Fuck and I was like, this is my friend Frances. What does Frances do? Bit of drawing. Like, it was so fucking awful. And
Ivo has a name for skiing.
And, well, yeah, if you went to Eton, obviously you ski. That's just like, I'm not trying to like group people.
I think we can go ahead and group those.
Okay,
people.
Yeah. Like private school, you ski just in general.
Did he ski?
Yeah, he skied. He went off skiing.
Fucking all an Irish private school meant was that like you have Catholic guilt.
Fun.
Yeah, and your own set of rosary beads. God, I wish we skied.
No, you don't, because then you'd be one of them. I don't think you want to be one of them.
So they come back in from the day and they've been skiing and like ignoring you all day.
So they're talking about like slopes and snow and ice.
You don't have to wink at me. Those things are real. Okay.
That actually wasn't me winking. I think that's how
was
watery
it just
my
your dry eye fell down. Okay.
My dry eye just gave up on itself. So gross.
Okay.
So everyone else was like, oh yeah, no, it's really tricky to walk back to the chalet because you're so tired after the skiing. Oh, Helen won't have that problem. So like,
what?
I would like, our chalet, we had like a driveway to get down to it. That was just ice.
Could you have to sit in your bum and go down?
You'd have thought that. So I got on my bum, but it won't let me sled for some reason, like, it's not as icy. Not as it's like enough snow to ruin it.
Right.
So I had to log roll down a hill, which went round a corner to get home. So the
you
point.
You didn't really do this.
I did. I've got. I'll send you videos of me, like, getting to the top of this hill. And it's
these
like,
will be on our Instagram. Please.
And I had to do this, like, all the way down.
What are you talking about?
It was. Because that's the only way I could survive.
Because
I also. I'm not being the only person that goes that doesn't ski who then also has to get airlifted.
No, obviously, that's a hell. Like, that's hell.
Humiliating.
Did none of them get hurt?
No.
Fuck.
They thrive.
I mean, great.
I got hurt. I fell over constantly.
What the hell?
Like, we were walking in between bars in the evening, like, going bowling, and everyone was, like, just walking and chatting. And me and Francis were like...
No.
Like, I hate it.
Obviously, but Helen... Remember when you said you got booked for skiing and I said, I don't think you'll like that. You can't ski. And you were like...
I thrive everywhere.
Yeah. And what else did you say?
I don't remember.
I'll be able to ski. Your words. I'll be able to
ski.
I was
incredible in 22.
Yeah. Wow.
I really,
what a year
the self-belief.
Of confidence. You were like me when I got into a car. I was like, I've seen this done before. I assume I can
drive.
And
you're so bad at it.
Which is my lane?
But are you serious? Do you think Ellen and Georgie will make you go skiing?
I fucking hope.
Because it's kind of like...
Not now, no.
But you've got what you wanted. You wanted your best friend and your girlfriend to bond.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. They go skiing, we go somewhere warm. Or else, somewhere else.
Like, you go on holiday with me and they go skiing.
Yeah.
You'd miss your girlfriend way too much.
We'd be fine.
I reckon you'd be pathetic enough to go skiing and just sit in
No,
the
I'm not. I'm not that pathetic.
Promise me.
I promise you. I hate...
We go Mallorca,
bitch. What you're forgetting is, I hate being bad at things. Your issue is being excluded. My issue would be not being even near to the best.
Also, do you have any idea how much it costs just to get on skis?
How much?
Like £500.
What?
To get the rental and the ski lift passes. I mean, they were given to us free by the festival.
Okay.
But, like, that's how much it would cost. What? In general. So if anything, you don't want to get into
to
it.
To probably fall.
And then me and Francis had a really pathetic afternoon. So my friend Francis, who I went with, who also doesn't ski, where we had this like massive...
Did they try at all?
No.
Did they not?
No, we didn't.
Did neither of you even take a baby class?
No, because to take a baby class, we'd have to spend about £100 on these trousers and get these goggles.
Wait a second. Did you go skiing with no ski wear?
I don't see how everyone is so shocked by this.
But why?
Like, you've known me for so long.
Why would you go without the option of...
Why wouldn't someone tell me?
That you needed ski trousers?
Yeah, well, what do you think ski trousers are?
They're, like, thick and insulated and they're like, they've got that shiny exterior.
Waterproof. Yeah, okay, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to TK Maxx the night before and got leggings.
Oh!
Adidas leggings. Yeah.
Well, okay, to be fair, here's the good thing about having a posh girlfriend. I went to Finland to film and I needed ski trousers.
She had it.
Not to ski, but just to be warm. She didn't have any in my size, so she was like, one second, I'll just text the girls.
All I had as far as offering equipment was Harriet Kemsley an hour before I'm leaving for the airport going, oh my God, you're going skiing. Do you have a helmet? You can borrow my helmet. Oh, wait, it's got a crack in it from the last time I got concussion. Like, oh, thanks, Harriet. What a great offer. No, thank you. Like...
Wait, so did you enjoy any of it?
We went to the spa.
Okay, how was the spa?
And the gigs were really fun.
Were they fun?
And it was really fun drinking with everyone in the evening.
But were the gigs not for skiers?
Yeah, the audience were skiers, yeah.
Yikes, okay.
But I'm quite violent on stage anyway.
You are, yeah.
So I got out, like, 2 days' worth of falling stress and anger.
Heaven.
Like... We saw, like, babies just, like, toddling around on ice, just absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing Georgie said to me when I was like, oh, Ellen skis. She was like, what age did she start at? I was like, what?
It's a cult.
They're fucking
the
insane.
The ski school is just, like, literally, like, I'd say 6-month-old fetuses.
Fuck off.
On skis.
Fuck off.
Maybe not six, maybe 4 or 5 years old.
But no, I think young. You can start at, like, 3.
6 months.
It's so
3 months.
Weird.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Christ. Okay, I'm not putting my children on ice.
I don't think anyone should put their
no.
child on ice.
I don't like music
unless
on
they're going to become
like...
professional figure skaters and form a Disney on
there
ice. Then we're talking
okay,
about different
things.
Like. But you know what that is? That's not a sport, it's an art. And a sport.
So my question is, you liked the boozing. Was the food any good?
I don't think French food's that good.
Sorry, what?
Is that really bad to say?
Sorry, what? Okay, you cannot like skiing, but you can't. You don't think a French food is that good.
What do you think an ossobuco is?
Not something French.
Italian. It's school meat, isn't it? Like meat that you get served at school.
That's not French, babe.
We got given boiled pasta at one point. Like
also
plain
not
boiled
French.
Pasta.
You, of course, you don't think French.
But we were in France. But we were in France.
Yeah, but you were eating shit Italian food.
Fondue was good.
Yeah, fondue is delicious and French.
And me and Francis would go to this cafe and have a cakey every afternoon.
What kind of cake are we talking?
I had a pear and almond tart.
Fuck yes.
And then I had a like, not a pan of chocolat, but something else, like a tart au chocolat, maybe.
Fuck yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Francis had something else with cream.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Why are you being four?
Winnie Little.
Okay. I don't love it.
Oh, we got an email about this, actually.
Oh, no.
About this?
About Helen. Show.
I thought you were going to be like, on the conspiracy of French food.
No,
on.
But honestly, in general, like food in France and England is not good.
This is a message about the because obviously we had a bit of controversy with Bluey, who also said I'm only four.
Oh yeah, go on.
And we obviously made a thing of that. And
did we make it first?
I've not checked that. Still, I will check that. But this is the email that says I stayed quiet enough about it. But as of the last episode, I can no longer bite my tongue.
I've stayed quiet enough. Who is this person?
Helen's appropriation of toddler culture is harmful and dangerous. She is an adult woman and has access to many privileges that the toddler community simply does not have. Well, she has to stop.
Who is this?
I'm not allowed in daycare. I'm not allowed to soft play.
Helen, did you catch that bit where Andrew just looked at me dead in the eye and went, oh, don't worry, Catherine, it's a joke email?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. But you've
no fucking way, Andrew. Thanks so much.
You looked at me like I was in trouble. I'm sorry.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
How can I appropriate toddler culture if I'm only four?
Is four a toddler age?
Yeah.
I think four is going to school age.
I'm a very little four.
You're not a toddler.
I'm a very little four.
I hate this, by the way, and I wanted to stop, but I don't think she's appropriate.
Teeny tiny.
Young child, maybe.
If I was allowed to be a toddler, I'd be in soft play.
Not because of it being appropriate.
I want to be a tumble top.
I hate you when you do it.
I want to be a tumble top. Oh my God! I forgot to tell you this as well. I tumble tooted like three times.
You what?
You know, in Big Mouth, when you fall over and you fart at the same time, you tumble toot? Tumble tooting. Don't look at me like that. Tumble tooting. I tumble tooted. I fell over and I farted out of the shock of the fall.
Why are you telling me this?
Because tumble tooting's funny. I'll say one more thing on pancake before we bring in our guest, and Catherine inevitably tells me to move on. Mm-hmm. It was incredible watching the autistic members of my immediate family showing emotion at a funeral.
Oh,
my dad's parents died within like 2 weeks or a week of each other.
Yeah.
When I was like 11, and like genuinely no emotion.
Wow.
But Pancake's funeral, I felt it.
The man got
it felt real.
Up.
It felt no one got. I mean, only I got a bit choked up because I started giggling. So I didn't mean to. I was reading W. H. Auden's.
That's almost like that happened.
Stop the clocks.
For fuck's sake.
And I just realised how ridiculous it was that I was doing it, and I giggled, which was a mistake.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
We live and learn. Anyway, to the zoo.
But
first, our guest!
Oh, yeah, of course! Everybody, remind yourselves, obviously, of Pancake Tuesday when you can. Pop it in your diary. Although, it probably already is in there. Hey, don't worry about it. A bit of Battle of a Boynie, is it? Anyway, listen, let's introduce our guest. That was a terrible intro from me. Hey!
It's Reuben Kay! Hello! It's Helen of the Helen and Catherine Show with Helen Bauer. We've got lots of previews coming up. Me, myself, Catherine, Andrew, any previews? Here we bloody go. Let's go through mine first. I'm at Vault Festival in London. I'm going to the Leicester Comedy Festival. I've got some dates coming up in Bath, in Brighton, in Edinburgh. The dates will be on my website. I just haven't put them all there yet. But please, please come to them. So far, they have been lots of fun and lots of things I'll never say again.
Catherine?
Yes, please. You've already started working progressing. Yeah. I need to do some progressing.
Go see Catherine's first too if you want to watch someone not do.
Yay!
Not thrive.
Yay! Fuck you! I do very well at working progressing. I just
you
also...
do, but you don't take it well when you've got a fully formed joke and it goes
defensive.
Silent.
Yeah, I get quite defensive. That's fair and true. I feel like I need to protect myself. So I'm doing Angel Comedy Club on the 23rd of March. I'm doing same Angel Comedy Club on the 5th of April. I'm doing Two North Down this a couple of Sundays, I think.
Sick.
This is all going to be on my website, but it's not currently. I also have some in Top Secret. So all over London, I'm going to be working progressing this.
She's booked
shit
and blessed.
Out of my shit. I have a lot of new stuff. I just don't know which of it works. So please come and tell me. But like with your laughs, not with feedback. I don't want any feedback. I don't respond well. I will kill you.
Mr. Andrew White, are you in Leicester too?
I am. I'm at the Leicester Comedy Festival on February 25th with my new show, which is called Man on Man.
Sexy.
And I've got new Wimbledon Theatre in June as well. That's all on my website.
Gorgeous.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
By the time this comes out, I will have endeavoured to put all those dates on my website. Although Andrew did something finicky with my website that I now don't know how to work it. So once he fixes that, I'm going to put them right on my website. Hey, Andrew, can you please let me fix my website?
Thank you so much. See you in a live show soon.
Okay, bye. Hello. It's Reuben K, everybody.
It's Reuben K. Is it Marlon Brando?
I know, you look divine. You look, and I love that. I was like, you look like Marlon Brando, and you're like, please, I have a theatre premiere later on. And it's like, of course you do.
I'm insufferable.
You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. I hate when people are, it's almost better. I'm like, at least you're dressed up for a reason, and I don't just feel like a piece of shit. That's
no,
fine.
You all look gorgeous. I think there has been a turn in podcasts where we went, we just want an audio medium. Just an audio medium where no one has to try. And then someone like, but what if we also added cameras? Oh, shit, then we have to add lights, and then we have to add makeup and clothes and things like that. Yep. And I think it's really brave of you to eschew all of those
makeup.
Things, not wear makeup. You're a feminist icon.
She's wearing makeup! It's the worst.
What's awful is this is the first episode in like 20th actually put makeup on for.
And you know what? I did the exact same this morning, and you know, it's because truly the fear of a gay man in the studio.
Don't.
I was like, I'm putting makeup on.
Oh, God.
I'm putting makeup on. I can't with it. I'm putting makeup on.
And why did you feel okay to attack me and not Catherine?
Because you left and I arrived and you just walked out of here on a phone call and Kat and I had bonding time.
Yeah, that's true.
But isn't it amazing how insidious misogyny now works? That it is apparent in gay culture and not only directed at ourselves
you're gay.
And femme fatale. Shh, don't. And Tom Allen's going to have me whacked.
What?
And then... but also, it's now implanted in women. But oh my God, there's a gay man. I've got to look
obviously.
Like a woman.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can just be me.
Quick, I got to be a real girl for this man who doesn't even want to fuck me. Come on. Oh my God. I don't even want to fuck. It's like we, although you.
No, none of us at this table,
nobody
with the exception of maybe
fuck.
Helen, want
to
fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know, I've just met you
no,
and
she's
I'm getting
so
a ring.
I want to fuck
into,
you.
She's
that's
so
what I said,
into gay
apart
men.
From,
she's so.
Yeah, your personalities are better.
Yeah. Helen
all
was
of them.
Like,
oh, wait, how many sides do you have?
I don't know. I buy them in bulk.
Helen was like, I'm dating this guy and he's handmade me a bath bomb. And I was like, that's
he
a
He also
boy.
Left a condom in me and then didn't lick me out and he watched the Goofy movie.
Well, what's the point of that? You have to go to the soft serve machine when you go to Pizza Hut.
Right?
Thank you.
Right?
The fun factory.
Oh, I'm real happy about that.
Hey,
I wish
you?
My clit tasted of ice cream.
I don't want sprinkles on mine.
I've always got sprinkles on mine. Like just a couple of shaving mix. Do you know what I mean? Like little scabby sort of sprinkles.
Is that your Tinder profile? I've always got sprinkles on mine.
Helen, is this like that G-spot moment? Do you know where your clit is? Because it probably doesn't
under
have
the
hair.
Hood. Under the hood at the top.
Okay, I'm just saying it probably doesn't have hair is what I'm saying. It probably doesn't have hair.
You'd be surprised.
And that's why I'm saying probably because only with you would I be like, no, okay, of course.
Because hair can grow long pubic ways, you're right?
Oh, right, okay.
And then it can sort of like...
It's drooping down.
This is true.
It wouldn't be drooping. It's quite stiff.
Well, I don't know. Oh, my mum's had two gay sons, so I think her clitoris is a disco ball and her pubic hair is chiffon.
Oh, that's so
like that. That's
nice.
That's how I look at it.
That's so nice.
That's what I want, then.
It's always weird to me when straight women, or indeed straight men, kind of are like, eschew the idea of like vaginas tasting good. They're like, so you're like, I wish it tasted of ice cream. I'm like, babe, vaginas taste amazing. Leave them alone.
Here's the thing.
The disgust in her face. Did you see that?
Have you not?
Did you see that?
Have you not?
Oh, no, she's never.
Pussy.
She's the straightest woman I've ever met, truly. I know.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As a fully functioning
Are we flat?
Card member, I'm inside you now. As a fully fledged member of the Judy Garland Appreciation Society.
Woo-hoo. Gays.
Gays.
A friend of Dorothy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have also had some bisexuale experiences.
Oh my God, congratulations.
And loved it. Loved it. Loved eating pussy.
Yes!
And it's beautiful. It's lovely.
You don't have to love it, but I do love it.
Look, it's a bit like a toddler eating broccoli. Like it's going to look like I've eaten it, but I've just pushed it around my plate a bit. But vaginas,
yes,
kind of just taste like
vaginas.
No. Dick. They just taste a bit genitals taste like genitals.
Yeah, I do agree with you there.
But then why do we have to use FemFresh and you guys don't have wipes?
You don't have to.
Indoctrinated into using FemFresh.
What I would say is actually that the opposite is true, that men should like just wash more. So it's not like their dicks taste like genitals usually, except for the fact that they don't clean them.
I know that because guys get in a shower sometimes and they're out within like 60 seconds. You've got wet, but I don't think you've washed, and there is a difference. And I'm not saying I'm like exfoliate. I face fanny and feet and I'm out. Do you know what I mean? I 3F.
My housemate also does face fanny and feet.
Correct.
Respect.
But I think this is a British, excuse me, didn't know that reflex still worked. I think this is a British a British thing about cold. Like, fuck, it's cold. Jump in the shower, get done and get out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you're in Australia,
are you from Australia?
I'm scarred by colonialism, but I'm also part of the problem.
Yay!
And also so middle class, if I had a stroke, I could smell burning brioche. So I get in a shower.
I'm middle class too. This is insane.
We're bonding.
You're not flirting.
I'm going to be eating your pussy by the end of this. And you're going to be eating mine.
She'll be so happy.
I got told this was a very smart, intelligent...
No, you didn't.
No, I really didn't.
Catherine, shut up. We're
but to have
moment.
Like a long shower, I mean, we're a country ravaged by drought, but like a good 15 minute, 20 minute.
Whoa, you're having a 15 minute shower.
I'm not allowed in Australia. 2 minutes you meant to have a shower.
I bathe almost every day.
Almost.
I shower maybe once a week and I have a bath every other day.
Okay.
Mad.
That is insanity. What in the Angela's ashes is going on?
She wakes up and gets in the bath and I think it's weird.
Is it got water in it or just poverty?
Yeah, no, at 7 this morning I had...
It does feel very Irish potato famine, doesn't it?
Yeah, I keep the bath full the entire week and I get in.
And I do my dishes in at the end on Sunday.
And then we cook pasta.
That would be better for the environment. I probably should do that. This morning I did yoga at 7 and I was in the bath by 8:15.
Oh, yes.
And God, I love a morning bath. It's so luxurious.
I can't.
It's an evening thing. It sends me to sleep.
Yeah, I can't. Because I have a very hot bath.
Me too.
Even
me Helen too.
Bauer.
Stop flirting. It's never going to happen.
Like when your skin like tingles a bit and it's like you're burning, like, but like you're sort of pushing yourself.
So hot. Yeah. It's like I'm poaching my balls.
No, I don't like that. Oh my God. Helen, stop it.
That's my clit size. This is perfect.
Oh, right, like a chorizo with pleasure.
She's present.
Kransky. Yeah. What are you doing? I'm dipping a nacho in Helen Bauer's clitoris.
Do I need to be here anymore?
Where
do you live in London?
Right.
Do you know, I'm staying on a sofa bed in Dollis Hill because I am...
You've come over for how long?
I leave on February the 9th. I came over for a short month.
A short month?
Yeah.
Hey, just a short month to like do some television, go to some theatre premieres, and skip to Spain.
Start a podcast that's also at number 15 in the UK, sorry.
Oh, what? That's amazing.
Come to Daddy.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay, listen to Come to Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes, please. Why and so, not? What is that podcast about?
So the podcast is me interviewing comedians about their parents and how much their parents have contributed to the person they are, the material they have. For better or worse.
Heaven.
Oh my God. Get Catherine on it.
I was about to say, that feels like the kind of thing where we're like, my parents are so tired of my shit. I think they'd be like, please stop slagging me off. Yeah. Please.
My mum
like,
loves that.
But then they also need to stop being them.
Problematic.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't really turn it around, can you? And be like, no.
The thing is, we've had amazing guests on. We had Rosie Jones. We had Daniel Fox.
Incredible.
Who was just the campus thing. This beautiful camper young... Almost as we both came wearing pearl necklaces. So it's a case of like dressed for the
dream
job you want.
Roast, my dream
wait a
spit
you
roast.
Thought you had to explain what your mother had done to you.
No, but we did feel we had to monetize it. We had Rosie Jones just blew
of course
everyone away of as course she does.
Of course,
I love her parents as well. They're the fucking bomb.
Joan
bomb,
just amazing. Shazia Mirza launches tomorrow. Who was like. Oh my God, it was like sitting, I didn't need to do anything. It was like a tornado. Just she started spinning and going. I'm like, oh wow.
We're fine.
I think that was one of the first episodes we recorded. It was my first time ever recording a podcast. And I was
ever.
And also the first time I had
a podcast in Australia?
No.
Oh, that's so sad.
Too much racism.
Of course.
And it was the first time I hadn't even listened to a podcast. So I just sat down and thought I was going to chat to Shazia Mirza.
You're not like the regular guys, are you? You're just different.
Don't make the guests with their coffee out.
You're different. Don't. That's so stupid.
Oh, was that your... Was that your...
That is wet with so much fluid from my clit.
What
no.
is it, your clit tissue? Were you blowing your clit?
Ding, ding, ding. I just have it. Can I have a new
tissues?
One, please? Can I have a new
why
one?
Why am I handing out tissues on this date like some sort of fucking virginal chaperone?
Can you take the hand? No, do you know what? If it's just...
What the fuck?
What's also interesting I am more... I think I'd be more freaked out by the fact that it was your nose. But if it was literally your clit tit...
Yeah.
It's actually her tissue from her weeping eye.
Clitex.
Clitex! They should... Oh my God, Clitex from a little box that looks like a vagina? I would buy those.
Perfect. And it's like a little nub of the tissue. Yeah.
Because it is always slightly wet. Like, that's the thing. The amount of times you get home at the end of the day and you're like, when did I... I didn't come.
No, I thought you know? Sex and is like...
Hello.
When are you not?
I'm just like, right now.
I hate you both.
In a constant state of just like moist arousal.
For goodness sake.
Yes, though.
I have a question that isn't about your vagina. Hey, so Australia and England, different comedy scenes.
Yeah.
What's your biggest observation difference-wise?
Helen's vagina isn't in Australia.
Uh-huh, I get it.
I'm coming.
See you in May.
Yes! The Comedy Fest?
I don't know. It's on...
Oh, that's in April, sorry.
Sydney and
May.
Perth and May.
I'm going to be in Sydney and May.
Shut your whore mouth.
At the Enmore Theatre?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, fine.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
Great. Actually, could you... While we're chatting, could you just grab a couple of coffees?
Oh, I think, my fucking God.
I don't know. What are you having?
I don't know. I feel left out of the queer community in this dynamic. I'm like, hello? Hello?
This is such an example of how queer people would rather get the approval of straight people than bond with each other.
Like, hey, guys. But I do just ultimately want your attention, for fuck's sake.
We're both fighting over Helen.
I have not been this turned on in a while, and you said I had to go on 3 dates this month, and I think I might have just found one.
Oh, because
do you want to go out with me?
She needs to go on dates. No.
Why did that sound like a threat?
Do you want to go? Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh my God, am I in Cape Fear?
I don't blink when I come out of water.
I thought you said I don't blink when I come. I'm like, that's weirdly. I call that my own name.
I refuse to.
Close your eyes. Why did it look like you? Oh my God.
It's like someone sneezing with their eyes open. They just start a blood nose. Hemorrhaged.
Guys in general love it when you get a bloody nose because then they can take care of you because you're only little.
No, they don't love
that. Don't leave me.
You back on me?
I think it's time that I interact with my community more.
Please. You know what? Welcome back, baby.
Great. Let's talk about jazz hands and red shoes.
Are you not dating?
Are you in
a relation?
No, I'm not. Well, I am with me and with our agent.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm sorry, obviously.
Yeah, that's
a pretty big relationship, but still bars.
No, I go through periods where I medicate myself with casual sex.
Sure.
It's so Moorish.
Nice.
And impossible to overdose on.
Yeah, no, impossible. Unless definitely nobody's ever damaged themselves that way. Hey, no.
You can get cramp.
Yeah. Are you okay, since you want to answer my comedy question, what's the main difference between Grindr in London and Grindr in Australia?
Oh, Grindr in London, people are... It depends on area. If you're in Melbourne, people on Grindr like, I want to get to know you a little bit, and right. then bang. Okay, like, the getting to know you is this surface thing. Of
they'll
like,
pretend.
Yeah, Quite it's nice. Not really a hookup. It's it's like when a drug dealer comes over and you just have that chat. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, drugs, maybe?
Oh, I never chatted to a drug dealer.
Oh, me neither.
No. You draw me in. There's like a puppy in the middle of the room.
Sorry, I'm already peeing.
Oh, no. Oh, look it up.
And in Sydney, it's like, where are you? Dick size.
Oh my God.
Sometimes not even where are you? Because if the dick's long enough, they can reach you from wherever.
I'm going to thrive in this, Sydney.
You are. You are. Just like vag open and coordinates.
Oh, yeah, Grindr's not for me, is it?
I don't know. No. You feel like a top.
And I'm a big girl. Like, I can dominate.
Get it. Okay, get so. It.
And in London, it. It's a mixed bag. Like, it's not as defined. The attitude isn't as defined by area code or postcode.
Fascinating.
You can be. I could be anywhere.
Do you find Englishmen attractive? Because I'm going to say it, I don't. Sorry.
I find... I don't have a type.
Okay, I don't know. Like,
it's what takes
English
me in the mood. But you have a history with them. Like, I'm Russian and German. Like, no one.
Oh yeah, no,
or everyone wants to fuck me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm German too.
Oh, one of the good ones.
Oopsie.
Scheiße.
My mum's one of the good ones. Although every so often she gets a bit overeager with a pot roast, and I question it.
Wait, so grandparents German?
Grandparent Russian,
but
and
German Jews.
German Jews and Russian
She's
Jews.
Just German. Oh. You understand. Yeah. Oh, quick! How quickly you come over this side of the table when you need me for a little solidarity.
I don't know. It kind of adds a bit of danger to whatever's going to happen between us.
I don't think it makes
pink.
You being a
Do
top.
Not,
Jack boots and high heels.
Do you
want
to go
let's
to Berlin together?
To what? To Berlin.
Berlin.
Please, let's go. Oh, where would you? God. Have you been before?
Yeah.
Lived there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. A boy who she wasn't dating broke up with her by not being in a relationship with her, and then she moved to Germany as a reaction.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, okay.
Logical.
Yeah, you think that's normal?
I thought he'd follow.
Oh, hello.
She stayed for 2 years waiting for him to arrive. She speaks fluent German now.
Hallöchen.
Mein Lieberknädel.
Schatzi. Ich war so klein.
Du hast deine Schmerzen, Herz.
Ich kann genau richtig Herzschmerzen.
My drag name is Yaya Ganau.
Nein!
I don't know what it means, but I just want to be included.
Actually, it's Vaseline Dion. But if I'm in Berlin, it's Yaya Ganau.
I love Celine Dion. This is my...
Stiff person syndrome, the silver cast of Renee Angelil's hand that she has backstage so she can shake it.
Oh my! Everyone loves Celine Dion. You can't just claim Celine Dion.
I went to go see her. I went to go see her performing in Hyde Park, and her opening act was Josh Groban singing Empty Chairs at Empty Tables on the piano.
Gay.
Gay.
Fuck off.
It was incredible.
Okay, before we forget how the podcast works, Andrew, do you have a problem for us to solve? Are you happy to help us with listener problems?
Oh, do we do things?
Oh, so what happens is they tell us a sad problem and then we help.
Or
yeah, I think we are the three people.
I think we've got this.
What is this, like the worst remake of Hocus Pocus ever?
Oh my God.
My name's Winifred. What's yours? I'll put a smile on you.
Wait, who do you think
and
I am?
Now you're Sarah Jessica Parker, the horse.
Fucking Sarah
you're a horse! Hang on. Am I Kathy Najim? I'll take Kathy Najim.
I'm
take
Bette her. Midler. I have red hair.
I'm a lead.
I'm Jewish.
I'm a natural lead.
I have red hair.
I have
you're a blonde.
You're the virgin that blows the candle.
Fuck's sake.
I've sat on a Hoover. So I'll be Kathy Najimy. Crevice attachment.
I once put a hairbrush up my vagina. I don't want to see how deep it was with moisture.
Handle or...
Handle.
Oh, wimp.
Are you kidding? I'm tight.
Handle or bristle.
Oh, so shoot me. I'm tight.
If you are that tight, I'm shooting in you, not at you.
I feel like I'm in year 10 again and I'm trying to get Chris Beck to go to prom.
You're a toxic man. Come on, quick, Andrew, tell us a problem.
Technically, my gender pronoun is talented. I just feel a bit attacked.
This is a problem entitled Creating Sexual Content Online.
Yeah.
This is from Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Firstly, thank you all so much for this podcast. It gets me through the week and makes me feel like life is okay.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's very sweet.
It's true because it's not okay.
No, that's fair.
It but keeps happening.
But also, the lesbians keep telling me that we like do just that. That like we cheer up to make their week better. And I'm like...
I did not get these messages.
I'm like, lesbians...
No, Helen, but have you ever met you?
It's yeah, but also I'm like, oh, God. I hate that everyone's having a terrible time in the... Listen, all I'm saying is... Our stupid podcast where you both ignore me is actually doing some good. Carry on, Andrew.
Kay goes on to say...
Yeah, you're right. She's Bette Midler.
Fuck off.
Kay goes on to say, I fully support people who do sex work, and though there is still ignorance out there, I think most of us can agree that there is no shame in OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And obviously any kind of consensual sex work. However, what about creating sexual content that you don't get paid for and just do for fun? I've been exploring my own sexuality through creating audio pornography and posting it online in a space dedicated to this type of thing.
Hell
I love
yes!
that. I love it.
I do this just for fun because I find it sexy. I also love the feedback I get. Makes me feel great.
Great.
And I get to explore fantasies in a safe way. However, I grew up in a very sexually repressed environment. Sex was not spoken about.
Baby girl, we know.
Not me.
Go on.
Not me. My mum told me the best sex she ever had was a gay man when I was 12.
My dad's favourite sexual position was under my mother's thumb.
I feel it. Do you not? This is mad. Let's go, Bella Italia.
I'm pregnant.
Sex was not spoken about unless it was for shaming a woman for being too promiscuous. Mm. I've also experienced sexual trauma. Have had difficulty coming to terms with the sexual side of myself. Because of these things, I sometimes wonder if I'm bad for creating this stuff just for fun. Am I weird and gross for liking this kind of thing?
No.
Is this actually damaging to myself, and should I stop? I've always found this hard to talk about. I've had a lot of therapy in the past. But I've just been worried about people being disgusted by me. So any advice, validation, support, love would be much appreciated. Thank you, Kay.
I don't think you ever have to worry about people being disgusted by you. Look at us three. We've never had that thought enter our brains, and some of us should.
And people have told
me
they're disgusted by me.
I've got the most naughty rag on the table right now.
Still never thought, oh, they're disgusted by me. Just like, that seems like a you issue.
What did we just talk about in the Patreon extras? I'm worried that I'm a minging munter.
Yeah.
Which was then confounded by you touching my snotty rag.
And then Marlon Brando walks in and is trying to fuck you since he got here. Everything's fine.
No, because he keeps going to your side of the table.
No.
Okay.
No.
Number one, if you're worried about it doing you harm, then just check in with yourself every now and again like you are and just go...
Before we do any solutions...
Should we guess what the audio porn sounds like?
Oh, no, that's all right. No, okay.
Can we listen to some of it?
We're on such different wavelengths. I just wanted to name... I wanted to name and acknowledge that this person has been very vulnerable and also say that it's awful and difficult to hear, and we're sorry that you have experienced
sexual trauma. Oh, yeah, thank you for being vulnerable.
And that also this is a completely understandable conflict in sexual people. And now, Helen, you can, I guess, mimic this person's audio.
No, just questions. Like, is it like a remix with like the Muppet Show? Like, it's time to sing the remix.
That's what you'd make? That's what you'd make?
A friend of mine lost her virginity.
To the Muppet Show?
Yeah, Muppet Show was playing on the TV while she lost her virginity on the living room floor.
No.
And so now every time she comes, she's literally like, why do we always come here?
No.
I guess we'll never know.
No.
It's like a kind
oh
of
my
torture.
God,
you
it.
Have
make
to
it
watch
end.
The show.
Make it end. Make
now,
it end.
Here's the thing.
I'll let you tell that whole story just to show you could sing. Go on.
Now, I really love pornography and sex work, and I'm, to be honest, a proud user of sex work. Employer, sorry, shall we say, instead of user. So I really don't see any shame in it, especially if you have agency and you're safeguarding your own boundaries and safety, which it feels like, Kay, you're doing. Great name, by the way, big fan. And and also I think there's something so, like, sexy and freeing about only using one sense in porn, like just listening to it.
Yeah.
I think it's really beautiful.
I do that with taste, close my eyes, put Dominoes in my mouth.
Okay. Okay.
Sexual.
Here's what I think the question is, though, is like, should you be shamed
What's the sexiest
for
sense? Let's do it.
Making audio?
What's the sexiest sense?
I think the real question is how much Thorazine will be used to take down Helen.
Now, what is Thorazine?
Chlorazine is
melatonin.
It's a high-powered sedative.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot.
That we use for psychotics and bull elephants.
Oh, then, yeah, about 2 bull elephants worth.
Great.
No,
yeah, because I'll fight it. I'll fight it.
Okay. I know a poacher.
Hey. An Australian sentence. All right.
And I'm a poacher.
But here's the thing. I think as porn goes, audio is like, I think a fairly like tame version of porn. Like as in like it's not like you're not visible nude or anywhere. So if you're like worried about it being like exposing, I think there's that. Not that like even if it was the most extreme, you would have to be judged. But I'm like, I think the real question is, who are the people who would be likely to call you disgusting?
Yeah.
And why are they in your life?
It's always that thing of, and I think it happens with every person and especially with comedians, that we already judge the activity or we judge the response before we've received it, because that's a reflection of how we internally feel. Yeah.
I was trying to find a way to say that so at a preview at the weekend. That's so clever. Oh, is that what I've had?
No, you're right. It is. That's so true. It's like the editor in your brain when you're trying to create. That's already like, well, that's not going to work and that's not going to work. And you're like, whoa, got to put this down.
And especially if you're trying to access a sexual part of yourself to record in this intimate setting, and then you're going, oh no, what if they find me disgusting? Am I a bad person? How limiting that must be. So I feel for you, Kay, but I really say keep going.
Also so hard because there's so many like quiet moments in sex. Like how do you feel that silence?
Sometimes I'm just crying.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I would say is I think I'm like the people who theoretically shouldn't understand the scenario, by which I mean I don't use porn, which people find really implausible.
Do you?
I know.
Do.
Oh, like,
I love a sexy book. I am very imaginative. I have always had a lot of sex, which isn't to say that people who use porn don't. It's just for me, I don't know, I'm very good at recall. Shall we say that?
Okay, great.
I've got a lot of recall.
Photographic memory.
I can describe to you like 5 different things I could type into Pornhub and exactly what that search results page looks
like. That's amazing.
Including percentages
of reviews. But that's what I was about to say is, it's like I don't use porn and I'm not judging you. So like as in this idea that like, here's the thing, most people use porn. Like, I don't know why we keep lying about this. There's a reason that sex work still exists, and it's that there's a demand for sex work.
Yeah.
So we love to judge the creators of or actors in porn and sex work as if no one is availing of those services, as if it's not a, like...
It goes beyond... I think we have a deep-seated shame about our own bodies and our own bodies as sexual beings. And also we have a compartmentalization of sex where it goes... We just put it in a box and it only lies there as this dirty, filthy thing, this animalistic need. But through amazing sex work, you can discover and break through a huge... variety of things about yourself. I'll just tell a little juicy secret here.
Here we go.
Oh my God, tell a juicy secret. Turn a random face.
One of my kinks is being tied up blindfolded and edged and milked for like 2 hours where I cannot control. I'm like begging to.
Does that not drive you mad, but turns you on as you get madder?
Yes. Because it's I live quite like a high paced, controlled, frustrated life.
Yeah.
And then to have like that, the frustration be out of my control and just be there, it's so good. But in Zurich,
you could never be tied up.
She wouldn't be sexy,
you'd just be mad.
I'd be furious. I'm like one of
Ellen ties you up and just like drips some candle wax on your carpet.
She would never.
I'm using metal on a nonstick pan.
She'd be like, I'm leaving this door ajar. I'd be like,
you're letting the heat out. But you know, in those moments,
I'd be furious. That'd be good so for you. Easy to edge.
As a tactic.
I'm moving this an inch. Oh,
I can edge you right now. Like, no, you win. I'm sorry.
I've mixed whites and reds in the washing machine.
What the hell is wrong with you? I could never. Monster. I would never be tied up. I can't imagine taking any length of time to come. It's a no from me. If I've decided I'm having sex, let's make it efficient.
You would have to find your own. What do you think would be the thing that you feel you not lack in your life, but don't necessarily get to explore very often?
I'm not very spontaneous.
So just...
Like, I don't know what...
Okay, let's do it happening now.
Is that like... Imagine it.
That feels...
If you told Catherine to live her life for a week without your diary... Just to live it, just to see what happens each day.
She just twitched.
I am a walking to-do list. That's true. Yeah, I guess I don't do anything like languidly
or restfully.
Is that you
love to be ticked off?
It means I am decided how the day is going to go, and that's how it's going to go. Sorry. No, you should be. Listen, I'm not. I can't fathom bottoming in any way or like submitting in any way. That is bizarre.
It's so good.
I think maybe that could be something interesting for you to explore.
Yeah, I'm good. Here's what I'd say is this person should not feel judged about...
No, and no. Also, thank you so much for bringing that into my world. I did not know there was audio porn. I'm genuinely fascinated.
Does it come with Braille?
There's a thing that's always being advertised to me on podcasts that is audio porn. It's called Dip something... can you Google, Andrew, please? It's like
it's
women...
It's Ottolenghi porn.
Because I love... Because I do love... like, I love erotic like books. Like, if you know, if I'm like suddenly book sexy, I'm like, hello!
Oh my god, I have
is
a thing.
Is it Dipsy Stories?
Yeah.
Good. Googling audio porn dip does get some weird results.
I can
but
see
it is
that.
Dipsy.
Yeah, Dipsy. They're all like sexy stories for ladies.
There's also, by the way, nifty.org.
What's that?
Online. It's an online, I was about to say reliquary, and I meant to say repository.
I don't know what either of those. I'm like, those are both very big words.
Repository is the tablet you put up your ass.
It's true.
Okay, no, thank you. And the other one is?
An old religious artifact, a reliquary. Oh, it's a story for religious artifact. Anyway, moving on.
We're learning
so much.
Nifty,
right now?
Nifty.org, this is my brain. Okay. I'm so sorry. Nifty.org is a suppository of online, written erotica of every different kind of genre.
I can get into that. If I'm not worried about workers' rights, I can enjoy every second of it.
Correct.
But I always get distracted by the...
so imaginatory.
Yes. It's so bad, but like...
Amazing.
And ultimately, it shouldn't distract me, but I cannot enjoy porn because I'm always like, what was your day like? Where are you going after?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you had time for lunch? Do you like, I'm like... I'm concerned.
Time for
about,
lunch.
I'm concerned
sorry.
About everyone involved.
I just feel like those poor straight boys need to earn enough money for a car payment. They're living their life. And
you know
those
what?
Scenarios
thank you
are
for
real.
Saying it. Thank you for fucking saying it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Kay. Honestly, fascinating. And also, you're good. No shame. Keep going.
And also, I think your answer was in your email, which was like, you said that it was fun. It was helping you discover things about yourself sexually and that it was feeling liberating and that you like enjoy the feedback. As long as you're questioning like, why do you like the feedback? And is that something I can give to myself on another time so you don't like become inextricably linked to other people's affirmation? Then I think enjoy yourself. Stop it, Helen. It sounds like a doll crying. I hate it. Do you hear that?
Yeah, it doesn't.
You hear that, right? It's like a...
No, I'm halfway through Megan and it's really triggering.
Oh my God. Who
What's
stopped
Megan?
The horror film halfway through and is like, finish that later.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Ruben.
Okay. People find you.
You can find me on Instagram at the original Ruby Cakes. There's the original Ruben K because there's another Ruben K who only has two photos and never posts. And I'm like, give me my name.
Oh my God, get out
I'm
of
like,
here.
I'm no. Proctor of fucking.
Fine, no. Fine.
TikTok at Ruben K. It is.
I got that. That's an Arthur Miller play.
Mm-hmm. You're very intelligent.
Whoa. Who's the thick one now?
Anyway, you can find me on TikTok and at on Instagram, all of those things. I have my podcast, Come to Daddy, which is available where you can find all good podcasts.
Yes.
You can find me on YouTube.
Amazing.
And a couple of CCTV channels.
Gorgeous. But they're 2 hours long, so you know what I mean.
Got to do a lot of scrubbing.
Can't wait for Valentine's Day. So you're leaving on the 9th.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to leave these two to their date. Goodbye.
Yay.
Bye.
Thank you so much to our executive producers, Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey-Deakin, and Oliver Jago. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You guys are legends. We're so grateful to you. Also, thank you too. We have a new producer. How very
you
exciting.
Do it all in one breath.
Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bald, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Karen and David Ball, Harold Van Dyke, Eddie Doyle, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R., Anthony Conway, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Joe Holmes, Sarah and Molly, Alex Pugh, Josie W., Amy, Cordelia, Raya Fink, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Sophie Chivers, Graham Marsh, Emily G., Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims.
Thank you so much and welcome to Matt Sims to the Sky!
Guys, thank you so much for supporting us. We're so grateful we couldn't do it without you. And we really appreciate
it's been amazing. It's been amazing.
If you're not already a Patreon, you should be. Get on there. Come on,
when work doesn't
us.
Come in for us, it means that we can keep doing this and we don't have to run around scrabbling in a cafe.
Exactly. And also, now if you're on the Patreon, you get the podcast without ads. Mm. Yes.
Hello.
Please. As well as all the other benefits you get too, and the extra episodes. I mean, there's so many extra. There's an extra episode for every episode that you've had.
And the min shot. Anyway, thank you so much.
I told you not
Bye.
To.
Bye.